My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 30th of September 2009, and the time is 10 past 12 in the morning, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from?
It's Mira Aria, and I am 29, and I'm from Leicester, but now I live in Nottingham.
How long did you live in Leicester for?
Pretty much all my life. Yeah, and moved a few years ago after going to Trent Uni.
What did you study at university?
I started doing fine art and then transferred to do design management for the creative industries.
And what prompted that change?
Probably because I started to panic that I wasn't actually going to get a real job being an artist. And I thought that being a designer or working in the creative industries might be a little bit more secure and probably a little bit more organised as well.
And what happened after university?
I got really lucky, actually. I worked, as most people do, like come out, graduate, and then you do lots of work experience or lots of looking and asking people and doing favours. But I got lucky and got a job at an arts organisation, which was a real learning curve and really helped shape the kind of work that I wanted to do. And then just moved from arts organisations and then worked for the Arts Council for a little while as well. Now I work for a design agency, so it was never planned, it kind of just happened.
And what work do you do at the moment? Do you mind just describing it in a bit more detail?
Yeah, I'm a project manager for a small independent design agency that does design and marketing based in Nottingham. And I've just been there for 2 months, so I'm learning the ropes at the moment. A little bit of everything, really. Lots of marketing, lots of working with designers and animators and basically creative directors and that kind of thing, and then liaising with clients and just trying to match what they want.
And what particularly attracted you to design?
I think because our whole world is designed, everything around us is, and sometimes it gets questioned and sometimes it doesn't, and actually that's what's really interesting about this project, because there is a question of ownership as well, and this is a really good demonstration of the rules being changed and played with, and that's really nice. I like the sense of play in things, and this is a piece that's owned by everybody, accessible by everybody, constantly changing, not actually uniformed or quantified, or we're not being told what it should be and what we should think or feel about it. People are just going up there and doing their own thing, and it's live, and it's constantly evolving. So yeah, I think these are the reasons why I'm drawn to the arts, basically, because they can change your entire perception of the world and vice versa.
Has there been a moment when you've seen a particular art piece that has changed your life perspective?
I've seen lots of different things that have made me laugh or made me think or cry or, you know, passed me by as well. There's been loads of that. Things that really changed me. Probably stuff that I saw when I was a kid, I think. Yeah. So whether it was sort of an amateur school production or being in a school play, really good storybooks. Really good storybooks, they stick by you. I remember reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle, and I just fell in love with it. And it's amazing how vividly I can remember that and remember stories and moments in my life that bring me joy or have some sort of emotive attachment to it. There's loads of really good work out there, and there's loads of emerging talent that is just, sort of dying to break out. So I think that the world can be a really beautiful, exciting place. Just people just may need to open their eyes up a little wider sometimes.
And were your family involved in the arts?
My mum's quite creative, yeah. She's really good with textiles, and is constantly doing things with textiles. I don't think my dad is. I think he's creative in his own way, let's put it that way. not overtly so, no. But I do remember sort of this slight obsession with taking photographs, though, on holidays and just whenever there was an opportunity. So, yeah, some interesting outfits, Mum and Dad.
And you said you'd initially studied fine art. What were you particularly interested in?
The freedom to do whatever the hell you wanted, basically.
And what did you do during your time?
Probably not enough. It was just really exciting. It was exciting to be able to go off to university, but also have 3 years where you could just be as creative as you wanted and just experiment and play and meet lots of different people from different places. And my favourite thing probably was art college, because I got to meet really amazing people, lots of international students, and everybody brought a completely different sort of thing to the mix, so yeah.
And looking back now, from your change from fine arts, what at this moment in time in your life are your thoughts on that decision?
I think that everything happens for a reason, and without any of those elements, I wouldn't be here today doing this project, or just the person I am. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to accept your past and think about the future, and yeah, the future's looking good.
Could you mind just talking about your work with the Arts Council? What you did?
Yeah, I worked for the Arts Council for a few years, in the Visual Arts and Literature Department. It was very varied. The worst thing about it was the bureaucracy. The best thing about it was getting to meet lots and lots of amazing artists and creative people and arts collectives and arts organisations, and yeah, just getting a real flavour for the kind of things, all the things that happen in this giant sort of machine to get to the end sort of experiences and offers. So yeah, it was really, really nice to meet some really amazing, slightly crazy people out there, though very talented, but incredibly bureaucratic, as most government organisations will be. And it's nice to see Anthony Gormley shaking it up a little.
And you talked about having experiences of meeting some very interesting people at art college.
Oh yeah.
How would you say your friendship group is made up of?
Full of people that are incredibly curious, and I think that suits me a lot. Yeah, people that constantly question or very, very rarely accept everything at face value. And it was amazing, it was really enriching to meet people from everywhere, and a few people actually ended up sort of taking a gap year and going out to sea and travel with as well, and that was amazing. So yeah, just speak to and meet as many people as you can while you can.
And could you describe for us your views on life?
My views on life? Okay, small question then. My views on life are that I'm probably not old enough to have concrete views on life yet. Don't try to fight your past. If you can accept yourself and be comfortable in your own skin, massive, massive plus. Just be nice. It's not that difficult. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just be yourself and be as good as you can and be good to other people, and good people and good things will come to you.
And just to take you to the plinth, I'm just going to ask, how did you first hear about the project?
Probably through my old work and some coverage in the arts press. And then, yeah, just word of mouth as well on top of that. So I must have seen an article and then people talking about it afterwards, and also Auntie Gormley is quite well known, so yeah. And also because it's so different. It's so different. There are loads of artists that are doing lots of incredibly interactive mass participation. Flash mobbing is, you know, even more spontaneous. But this is, you know, on a large scale. It's, you know, in central London, and there's over 2,000 participants over a long period of time. So I don't know, I grapple with that kind of everyone wanting to be famous and the cult of celebrity and people being quite voyeuristic and watching other people do things. But then also massive advocate for basically living in a place that has freedoms and people that have worked and fought really hard for those. And yeah, you should be able to. There should be places where people can be themselves. And this is one of them, although I'll be on a pedestal a little bit. No pressure before I go on to the plinth or anything. And just want to say a massive thank you to my friends and my family for being incredibly supportive. And some of which are staying up tonight to watch me. I think that it's important that even though people might not agree with everything everybody's saying, at least we live somewhere where people are allowed to speak.
And how are you feeling about going onto the plinth?
Nervous. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't really like crowds. And thank God there isn't a crowd on, in the middle of the night on a Tuesday. But, it's going to be different, this. I keep being told it's one to tell my grandkids. I don't have any grandkids. We won't for a long time. But let's just wait until that happens to see if it's true. Then it'll be the exciting thing to tell the people. I think it'll be fine when it's over, but just thinking about going up there makes me feel a little bit sick.
And what do you plan to do with your hour?
As I got told I had a place yesterday and I've had like basically a day to come up with something, I'm going to basically teach myself some origami, and if I successfully make anything, I will parachute those pieces to anybody that wants them in the square.
Why origami?
Origami because I quite like papercraft, and also it was a simple, quick thing to be able to do that didn't involve, I don't know, a technician.
And what would you like to achieve after your hour on the plinth? What would you like to gain from it?
I don't think I want to achieve anything. I'm just going to go up there and do my thing. What will I gain from it? I'll gain from it a really unique experience that hopefully I'll remember for a long, long time. And that I'll be able to tell people that won't care in bars about this. but it's different, and I'm pushing myself to do something outside of my comfort zone.
Have you participated in performances before?
Not intentionally. So no, I don't think so. Unless I got caught up in a flash mob somewhere, I don't think so, no.
And can I just ask, what are your interests outside of work?
Interests outside of work, definitely creative things in the arts, music, and just spending time with the people that I love. I'm sure I've got other interests, I just can't think right now. But yeah, basically living my life and being around the people that I care about.
What kind of music are you interested in?
Music. I, at the moment, am loving Florence and the Machine and the Lungs album. This is not a plug for Florence, but if you don't have it, you should seriously think about getting the album because it's fab. All sorts of things. And actually, that's just reminded me, I forgot my iPod. Oh well. I saw some people with two women with acoustic guitars earlier, so let's hope that they're still there. Yeah, all sorts of things. But I'm really liking Florence and the Machine. Feast, I think she's great as well. And loads of things. My mind is completely blank though.
How does the music make you feel?
It just depends on what mood you're in and how you want to be lifted, basically. But Florence and the Machine just makes me want to dance around in my dining room.
And one final question.
Sure.
I'm just going to ask for you to paint a picture of yourself at this moment in time in your life for us.
It'd have to be really surreal. paint a picture. I am basically sitting in a white booth with a really smiley guy and about to go stand up on a pedestal in the middle of London as part of a big arts project. Yeah. I don't really know what to say apart from, wow, I'm about to do this, and it's going to be crazy. I wish I was more zen than I sound.
Thank you.